Roger, we don't want to harp on it too much, but what were your thoughts on this story that's broken overnight?
Good morning, guys. Look, to be perfectly honest, I haven't. That's the first I've heard about it. Oh. So I don't know the total ins and outs on it. So I'm getting the info through you two at the moment.
Okay. Well, just let's talk more generally about it then, Roger. You've been on the circuit for a long time. You're very close to the players and all that sort of thing. Rumours, whispers, innuendo. Do you look at games and think, what's gone on there?
Look, for sure, there's been times in the past throughout the course of the years where you'll look at some matches and you might think there's the odd result that has looked a little bit suspicious.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that. And there's I'm not the only person who'd be saying that, but you know when you're looking at all this betting and the fact that you can actually bet on the lower scale of tournaments,
yeah,
and you can that's where the issue lies right there, because the money's not there. There are careers there. There are people that are actually just living in out of their cars. They actually financially can't get by week to week. So
yep.
the temptation to actually take an opportunity like that and thinking that no one's going to notice is right there. Now, with what you're talking about there, I don't know the true story, but if you're talking a junior player who's done that in a tournament, well, then I think there's a lot of underlying issues there, aren't there? You'd have to look sort of probably in that person's rearview mirror and see what's going on in their world, to be perfectly honest, because you wouldn't think a junior player would have that ability to sort of even think that, why would I go down that road?
The claim is that he threw the first set in a Challenger tournament last October. He's 18 now. So it's Oliver Anderson. He won the Australian Boys Australian Open Boys tournament last year. So he says he's cooperating with authorities, but he has been charged. So it's disappointing.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting because normally when that sort of happens is, you know, there's obviously the red light goes off and there's obviously an extreme amount of money that's put on a particular match. And look, it's definitely concerning, but we know when we're talking betting, which, as I said, we're talking in these types of tournaments, these challenger tournaments, there are people floating around. There's with easy access to players. It's not like the tour where you actually don't get a lot of access to the players because it's very isolated. The way the players go from position A to B, from the locker room to the courts to the practice court, so players aren't necessarily in front of a lot of spectators where there could be some dialogue. Whereas here at challenger level, there's just a handful of people floating around. They're sitting there, they can sit next to players, so there's easy access to vulnerability, if you know what I mean.
Yep, totally. All right, let's talk about Nick Kyrgios. Lost to Jack Sock, pulled out of the mixed doubles, and the knee injury that he said 2 days ago, no, don't worry about it. Now he's not playing games. This is the worst possible start to an Australian Open campaign, I would have thought, Rog.
Yeah, look, it was a tough night on the court for Nick. I mean, you know, one thing to his credit, he obviously didn't want to go out there and disappoint an Australian crowd. So, you know, he took to the court to see what was going to take place. We saw it 2 nights ago. His knee took about a set to warm up.
Mm.
I probably think he thought that was going to be the same status quo this time against Jack Sock, because we were anticipating a tennis match that was going to be quite entertaining. And look, that wasn't the case. It's really hard. When you've got an Australian Open, you've got a major around the corner. If there is a slight niggle, and it's something like for Nick, it's a knee. We're seeing he's had it strapped right throughout this tournament. You know, it's very hard mentally to engage in, you know, do I plant my foot? Do I move powerfully to the ball and actually do I push off my serve? So it was a really hard battle for him last night. What he did was pulling out of the doubles, I think was quite right. You know, if there is any concern, it's going to be interesting. It'll be rest at the moment. It'll be recuperation. It'll be treatment.
Mm.
And then he'll get on the tennis court and just sort of and work his way through it and get to the Australian Open.
Just looking long-term, Roger, what do you expect from Kyrgios this year? I've sort of changed my thinking on him a little bit. I felt a bit sorry for him towards the end of last year. It's a guy who's obviously struggling about what he wants to do, and, you know, his whole life's been geared around being a professional tennis player, but there seems to be a part of him that says, you know, I don't really know if I want to do this now. I've got to where I've always wanted to be. What are you expecting from him with, now that he's had that big break?
Oh, look, I'm expecting a very good year for Nick. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, he wins titles last year. He's got himself in a position. I think the break was good for him. Speaking to him here, I feel like he's seeing the game. He's got some more maturity over that period of time as well. Look, Nick's someone who wants to perform. He definitely wants to do well at the Australian Open. I'm sure he wants to have a big Australian Open. So that's in the back of his mind. So I don't see why we won't see a very good year on the tennis tour for Nick Kyrgios, and where his ranking will end up at the end of 2017. We're unsure about that, but he's the upside's enormous, and I think that's the beauty of watching him is that we can see the upside, and if it all comes together, you know, the tour, the players ahead of him and below him are just, you know, they're a nervous group waiting for for Nick to really gel holistically right across the board through 2017.
One of the features of you coming on this program for the listeners has been giving a tip. This is a great clash, Milos Raonic up against Rafael Nadal. I think he's the number one seed, Raonic, but he's the $2.50 outsider, $1.50 Nadal. How do you see this one, Rog?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. They played last week, and Rafa got hold of him, and that was an exhibition event, but Rafa's been in good form. I love the fact that Rafa's actually come out and played a quality tennis again. So you can see he's vibrant. He's excited about where he's at, what his preseason looked like. So we can see that he's done all the work. I'll just go with Rafa if it's just sentimental.
You're not surprised that he's done the work, though. That's what he does.
No, that's right. But then you've got to just see we know he does the work. I'm just more interested in what the ball's doing off his racket,
right?
How he's moving, you know, his where the ball's landing off his racket as well. His precision, you know, his precision type hitting. So whether he's aggressive enough, you know, so all those sort of things that he was talking about at the moment they're happening. So I like what I'm seeing off the racket and what the ball's doing. So the mentality there. Look, we know the mentality as far as competing is always going to be there. It's just what happens off the racket, and when Rafa's not playing so well, we see a lot of short balls being hit. There's not a lot of accuracy in his tennis, and a little bit of doubt in the recent years about what's happening on the tennis court. Whereas I think so far he's been see the ball, hit the ball, and I like what I've seen. And look, I would love him to win and keep going in this tournament because it's a great story to see if he can come back. We can see if Roger comes back. We obviously know Milos is playing well and he's going to challenge as well at the Australian Open. So I suppose it's the sentimental part of me says I want Rafa to be a person that's going to push again and have another tilt at a couple of majors in this year in 2017.
It makes me feel old watching Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer starting to look a bit old.
Yeah,
but you never look old, Roger.
They're playing good tennis, aren't they? And on the women's side, we've got major upsets in the first week of the tennis tour. I mean, we've got the best players in the world, Angelique Kerber losing, Serena Williams losing, Simona Halep losing. So it's a real the water on the women's side is very it's moving. It's vulnerable. We're not sure where that all looks. On the men's side, Novak, Andy, they look solid. Roger looks good. A couple of the young guys, Alexander Zverev, looks yep. fantastic. So, both the tours at the moment are acting a little bit differently in the first week of the year.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how it all plays out.
Thanks very much, Rog. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate your time.